Well, first of all, start with Coach Lee Radford, top of the table going into the Super 8s. But as you said after the game last week, you haven't won anything just yet.
No, it's ironic, really. We're at the Super 8s launch, and the excitement is obviously all about the 8s. But for us, the focus is obviously on Friday evening and a small game against Wigan at the Keepmoat Stadium. So, we'll have a little bit more of a focus and a little bit more of a look at these fixtures and assess where we're at past Friday, hopefully, and hopefully past a solid performance by us on Friday.
They say styles make fights. It should be a big battle in the forwards on Friday. I think people are looking forward to it.
Yeah, for sure. Right across the board, there's some real tidy matchups. I think Liam Moss would be the man stood next to me, and Scott Tate and Jamie Shaw and Sam Tompkins, Kay Eamon, up against Gildart. There's going to be some real key battles there and some intriguing ones and ones I'm hoping we can get the better of.
But obviously you must be sick of people, everyone in Hull must be sick of hearing the phrase Hull FC never win at Wembley, but you're close there again this year and in great form going into the game.
Yeah, look, that would to put an end to that song would make a lot of people happy. The song actually starts off with a rendition of All Faithful, veers off slightly in the wrong direction. So we've got to make sure our performance on Friday gives us an opportunity to right all them wrongs.
Stood alongside you, Coach, then, Scott. No pressure on you whatsoever going into the game on Friday.
Yeah, well, that's the way we have to do it. Obviously, it is a pressure game, but we have to treat it like any other. I said, being to the boys, we just need to enjoy the occasion, I think. Brings out the best in me and all the other boys. I think it's a massive game, but as soon as we start it and it kicks off, I think we just need to enjoy what we're doing, enjoy that we're out there and get the win.
A lot's been said about Wigan's tactics in recent weeks. That's something you're looking forward to? It might be a bit rough out there.
Yeah, no, something that doesn't really bother me. We know what Wigan do. We know that Sean Wynne's going to get them firing. I've been there for 2 years. I know what big games like that mean to Wigan, and I know that whatever 17 they're put out there, they'll come with the right attitude, and we have to match that. I think it's going to be a big open exchange. First 20 minutes is going to be massive for us, and I think if we can get past that, then we can hopefully win the game later on.
How do you see the season going so far? And obviously top of the table going into the Super 8s, you must be fairly pleased with that.
Yeah, it's great, like I said, but same as Radders, we've won nothing yet. I think it's all right being top now, but if we come to the end of the season and got no trophies, then it's kind of an unsuccessful season in our eyes. So we need to take this opportunity, starting by Friday night and then kick on into the Super 8s.
Always passionate fans, of course, at the KCOM Stadium. Must be a big thrill to try and bring some silverware back for them as well.
Yeah, it's massive, obviously. But I was an old lad growing up, I know what it means to them, and all my family are in there week in, week out, cheering us on, and it means a lot to the fans. And if we can go there and get to Wembley and get the win, it'd mean everything to them. But we just need to keep taking it week by week, not worry about the table, and get past Wigan Friday night.
I think Gary Schofield's tipped everyone for the treble at some point this season. You've been one of them, and you've got a great chance to win at least one piece of silverware this year.
Yeah, look, I worry when Gary tips us. I worry when Steve-O tips us. I worry when Barry tips us. We're just going about our business, as best as we can, and preparing as well as we can. And the focus, obviously, this week has been all about Wigan and getting our job right for that. And that's ultimately what we're striving to do on Friday night.
There have been times where you've been under pressure in your role as Hull FC coach, but from last year not having much chance coming into the Super 8s to this year being top of the table, it must show some immense faith that the people above you at the club have put in you.
What pressure? when I got the gig, 2 years ago, there was a blueprint for what we wanted to do, and unfortunately there was going to have to be a little bit of short term suffering for that first 12 months. And I'm really confident if we didn't pick up the injuries and knocks that we had last year, we'd have had a better finish to the season. But that want to be, and because of that, the focus this year has been on our physicality and how we've looked after ourselves, and I think we're really seeing the benefits of that just by sheer numbers that are available to me every week. So that's a credit to the players for buying in. It's a credit to the physio staff for the work they're doing, and also the strength and conditioning staff for the good work they've done throughout the year. And making sure we stay fit from now, right to the end of the season is going to be really important for us.
It's easy for us perhaps to say, was that defeat at Widnes perhaps the making of Hull FC in 2016?
No, I don't think it was. I think the two games prior to that we'd been close. I think the Castleford fixture and the Wigan fixture, if we'd game managed those a little bit better towards the back end, we could have quite easily came away with those results. But we was a new side, we was a nucleus of a new side, and from them games we learnt a little bit about each other. we're certainly learning how to see games out a little bit better beyond that, and I think that's put us in really good stead, you know, for the games that we've managed to pick up and the games that we've managed to knock off that have been nip and tuck.
Talking about leaders on the field, Scott, and you look at your captain in Gareth Ellis, it must be an inspiration to play alongside him week in, week out.
Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure, and obviously he's been a world-class player for a lot of years, and he's that calming influence on the pitch. I think we naturally go that little bit extra when he's out on the field with us, and that's what your captain should do. He's an ultimate pro, and like I said, I'm lucky enough to have played with him, and I'm looking forward to playing for him for at least another year.
And having a reserve grade lead, plenty of teams in Super League haven't got one. Has that given you perhaps an extra people to choose from? They're getting game fit week in, week out.
Look, I've been a massive advocate for the reserve grade, and I don't think it's coincidence. You know, ourselves at the top of the table, Warrington sat second, Wigan are sat third, and St Helens are sat fourth. And if you look at fifth, Catalan have got their own team in the domestic competition. You know, if Carlsberg did adverts for reserve grades, and you just heard it there, you know, some teams are very reluctant to, because they feel it's a, you know, because of the extra cost. But I'm positive that they're saving the long term in terms of bringing their own players through, instead of having to rely on bringing somebody in from overseas or from another club, because, you know, naturally you end up spending that little bit more.
And when we look at this semi-final this week against Wigan, a side who beat Hull in the Challenge Cup final a couple of years ago in a fairly disappointing performance, but a great opportunity to put that behind everyone and of course get to Wembley and all that entails.
For sure, Scott actually played in that game for Wigan, so, you know, for me, you know, the final's not an achievement. You know, picking the trophy up is an achievement. We've got there on numerous occasions, and it's ironic Jez is here, but all the euphoria and excitement that Hull KR had last season and their cup run was put to bed after an 80-minute performance of, you know, a team that came up and absolutely crushed him on the day. So that's no good to us. You know, that wouldn't be an achievement. What would be an achievement would be, you know, knocking Wigan off and going on to eventually win the cup.
Having won the trophy that day, I guess you just want to repeat that feeling again?
Yeah, definitely. It was a great feeling, but honestly, to do it with Hull FC, it'd be double, three times that. It's something I've always wanted to do, is obviously win trophies, but to get a chance to do it with my own town team, there'd be nothing more special.